Here we go again, another 5 minutes of the good stuff on your local radio station. Hey, why not drop your station a line, an email or something like that, and tell them how much you appreciate them with all the things they do for you and your community. The Niobrara Scenic River is open year-round. Did you know that? Well, yeah, it gets a little cold and a little bit of ice during the wintertime, but now's a great time to make a trip down the scenic Niobrara River. Check things out at visitvalentine.com or start planning a fall trip, maybe a hunting trip or ice fishing later on in the season. Lots of things to do year-round here in the Heart City area in Cherry County, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you.
And did you know the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News? Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to us weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
I have a story. It involves a girl, a golfer, a frog, and a wife.
Well, that sounds interesting. I've got Pat's advice.
Okay. Well, how the girl got into my room, and I don't know the author on this one. A man gets off work and decides to go out golfing. So he's on the second hole when he notices a frog sitting next to the green. He thinks nothing of it, and he's about to shoot when he hears ribbit, 9-iron. The man looks around and doesn't see anyone, and again he hears ribbit, 9-iron. And he looks at the frog and decides to prove the frog wrong, puts the club away, and grabs a 9-iron. Boom! He hits it 10 inches from the cup. He's shocked, and he says to the frog, "Wow, that's amazing. You must be a lucky frog, huh?" The frog replies, "Ribbit, lucky frog." The man decides to take the frog with him to the next hole. "What do you think, frog?" the man asks. "Ribbit, 3-wood." The guy takes out a 3-wood, and boom, hole in one. The man is befuddled and doesn't know what to say. By the end of the day, the man golfed the best game of golf in his life, and he asks the frog, "Okay, where to next?" The frog replies, "Ribbit, Las Vegas." They go to Las Vegas, and the guy says, "Okay, frog, now what?" The frog says, "Ribbit, roulette." Upon approaching the roulette table, the man asks, "What do you think I should bet?" The frog replies, "Ribbit, 3,000, black 6. Now, this is a 1,000-to-1 shot to win, but after the golf game, the man figures, what the heck? Boom! Tons of cash comes sliding back across the table. The man takes his winnings, buys the best room in the hotel. He sets the frog down and says, "Frog, I don't know how to repay you. You won me all this money, and I'm forever grateful." The frog replies, "Ribbit, kiss me." He figures, why not? Since after all the frog has did for him, he deserves it. With a kiss, the frog turns into a gorgeous 25-year-old showgirl. And that, he told his wife, is how the girl ended up in the room. Might have stretched it a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Pat's advice, The Angus Side. This is by Phyllis Kozlowski, written in 1995. It was a normal enough year. We were a month or so behind, needed an extra pair of hands, and wanted the useful kind. Pat said he had some advice, and for sure, it was for free. "Don't hire a kid from the Angus place," was what Pat said to me. Now, I was a mite surprised, because Pat, he's an Angus man. But older and wiser, he explained how he'd arrived at his hiring plan. "The kid from an Angus ranch," he said, "can't do what he don't know how. He's never had to pull a calf or range treat an Angus cow. He's never trimmed a curled up toe or treated a pendulous bag. He don't know how to dehorn a steer, and a prolapse would make him gag. He's never helped a calf mother up or seen a sunburned udder, nor searched the range for a baby abandoned by his mother. The Angus ranch kid, he's lazy, his horse is downright fat. He's great at yarnin' and singin', but you don't want to pay for that. If you really want a bargain, get a kid from Hereford Place. He can do any vetting you need done. He'll be thin, won't take up much space. He'll be lean and mean and ranchy, and he'll be grateful to you, honey, because he ain't used to regular meals, and he sure ain't used to money.
I kind of have a, it might have been little, written by the other side of the fence.
Yes, a little dig there to the Herefords.
Well, if you have something like that, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com so we can take a look at it. Maybe one day we can feature it right here on another edition of The Good Stuff.